Hi. Welcome back to Unfiltered Happenings with Vanda and Candace. We will get an intro. I promise. I keep promising.
Okay, I know. Actually, that's funny because as I was driving across the country this weekend, yeah. I was thinking about that too. I'm like, fuck, we got to get shit together here.
We suck at this.
We can't even meet weekly to put out weekly content anymore.
You know what? Life is a struggle, and we have two totally different lives,
I know.
And it's hard.
I know.
You know what? I'm tired a lot.
Whatever. But yeah,
I promised it's you funny. a month ago I would make an intro.
I know, it's so funny that you say that, because I was thinking the exact same thing. But I mean, we could also sit down and actually think about what we want that to look like.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It is. Okay, so today is what? The Wednesday after the long weekend.
Right.
How was your long weekend?
It was really good.
Good.
It was really good. Okay, I actually... Oh, mother. Okay, so prior to leaving for my weekend, because I was meeting up with Travis Thursday night in Edson, and my mom's going to kill me. This is the first time that I actually met him in person. And I told her that I was staying in Edson, but I kind of played it off like, oh yeah, staying in Edson with a friend. Like
Airbnb in it. No big deal.
And right? She's like, oh, I didn't even know you had friends in Edson. I'm like, yeah.
Mom, don't you know me? I have friends all over the freaking country.
I know. So anyway, so I, because I'm pretty sure I had told him that, or else I, like, he always was asking, like, so what do your friends think about you staying at, like, a complete stranger's house? I'm like, well, he's got a pretty big social media presence. Mm-hmm. And, like, just with the way that he's, like, very community-oriented and, like, just a good person in his community that I'm like, I felt safe, obviously.
Until he has you locked in his basement. Okay, but he's adding you to his drywall.
Going straight you on me.
Yeah.
Locks me up in the basement and pulls out my teeth. Okay, no, but funny thing though, because like we know like a couple of the same people, like distantly, like one of my friends knows him, and I did a little, I mean, as good of a background check as you can. And
with someone that you don't know at all.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, like, people knew where I was, but I mean, like I said, I felt completely safe just because of like talking with him for the last couple of weeks.
For
and
sure.
Like,
you have to trust your gut.
100%. It was great. Yeah. No. So yeah, did that Thursday.
Have the butterflies.
Yeah. I have to admit, he's pretty cool to be around.
Yeah. Good.
Especially like I mean, I told you, like, considering I was concerned about how he. Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's a wee spring chicken.
I was saying is people are like, oh, how old is he? I'm like, he's turning 30
soon.
In 2 years.
Soon. He's turning 30 soon.
I know.
In a fortnight.
So it was funny though, because the one night that we were talking, and he's coming to Lloyd this weekend, because that was our original plan, like, until I decided to escape for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I was like, are you, like, just, like, do you know how old I am? Like, because I don't care about my age. Like,
right.
I don't care about my age. But I'm like, okay, like, there is a little bit of a gap here.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, obviously can sometimes be problematic. But he's like, I don't give a shit. He's like, he said something about, like, older women being more mature or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, women are always more mature.
Most of the time.
Yeah, right? So I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, no, after meeting him, definitely, like, I said to you already, like, he's more mature than a lot of 30-plus-year-olds that I know.
Yeah.
And just, like, his mindset and his ability to converse and, like, have an actual conversation, so.
That's good.
Yeah. A little bit giggly over him sometimes.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that. That's
Well, okay, like, I know, and like, it's like he lives in Edson, so I mean, like, that obviously is less than ideal, but fuck, whatever.
You have to live the YOLO life.
Okay, yeah, because that's exactly what one of my friends said when I was telling her. I'm like, fuck. I was like, what? She's like, who cares, man? And she's like, just enjoy it. Like, yeah. just hang out with him, have fun, and talk to him.
I'm honestly, like, yeah, totally. Sometimes life hands us things that seem difficult at first, but they lead us in the direction in which we are supposed to follow.
Yeah.
And, like, who freaking knows? You just have to follow the breadcrumbs that are being dropped by life.
Yeah, totally. So that's honestly, I'm super pumped for him to come this weekend. I think it'll be fun. Although he's kind of like a busy little beaver too. I mean, like, he's a typical farm boy, right? Where he's constantly doing stuff. So I said to him when we were hanging out, well, Sunday, was it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday we met in Rocky Mountain House because he had to go take a load of bulls down. And I was like, are you going to be able to, like, handle coming to Lloyd and just, like, fucking relaxing? Mm-hmm. And, like, we got no projects to do. Right. Like, we're literally just hanging out.
Yeah, go golfing, like, or whatever.
Yeah, I made a tea time for us. But yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, he's like, totally. And I'm like, can you, though? Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
It's like my husband that ends up pacing behind the couch and making me feel really
uncomfortable. Totally. That's what that's exactly what I'm like. Because I'm like, I was there for, what, all of 15 hours. And I'm like, we barely stopped, right? Like, I mean, I made supper for him on Thursday, and which actually was kind of nice because he had, like, a bunch of the boys that he had a bullfighting camp this weekend. And a bunch of the boys were, like, staying with him. So I made this, like, huge chicken casserole dish. So then that kind of fed them too, which was kind of nice. Like, it was nice to kind of be able to help. You felt
kind of like a homemaker.
I did.
How did you feel about that?
I know. Don't. It made me feel good that I kind of could help him out a little bit because he stop it. It did make me, I was like, oh, that's good. And then he's like, yeah, the boys really liked it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's really nice to feed people and take care of people. What is that?
Yeah, no, I do like taking care of people, but every now and then I like to be taken care of too.
Oh, we all do. Care of, that exactly. makes like, yeah. that makes
sense. But that's what I said. I was like, okay, well, this weekend I'm going to make him fucking, he's cooking for me Saturday, whether he fucking likes it or not.
Good.
Just kidding. Travis, if you're listening. Yeah.
I like bacon.
Right? Yeah.
I like eggs in bed.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, so it was a good weekend. Then I went camping. I headed out to Jasper Friday. Did some hiking. Stayed in the tent Friday night. It was like -4. It was so fun cold. I'd sleep with a toque on. But I mean, whatever. Did it. It was fine. And then got up and kept heading south towards Banff. Well, I came up through Nordegg, I guess. And then spent Saturday night in Nordegg. And then met up with Travis again, and then went to my friend Lindsay's in Red Deer. Had a night with her. It was so fun. I saw Nicole. Did you see that? Yeah. Oh my God, I haven't seen her in so long.
She's a gem.
Yeah. So nice to see her too, and like saw a couple of other friends from Red Deer that, like, I haven't seen in, I bet you, 10 years.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And, like, so it was a good reunion.
It was so nice. It was really, really nice. Like, I admit. Oh, I didn't tell you that I applied for a job down in Red Deer. Hey.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I had an interview and everything. There were 70 applicants, and I made it to the top 3, which was pretty good, but obviously I didn't get it because I'm still here. So that was kind of disheartening, but that was basically what prompted, like, I'm like,
most likely because you're supposed to move to Edson. I mean, duh. Again, listen to the signs.
Pump the brakes.
Listen to the sign.
Right? Yeah, I guess. Okay, actually, that's funny. That's what Lindsay said to me, too. She's like, Edson, hey? She's like, well, you've always wanted to be more west. I'm like, oh, my God. Everybody just needs to pump
everyone needs here. To calm down.
Yeah, everybody just needs to calm down.
Again, I was planning my wedding after a month, so I don't know. You're not the same.
I was going to say, I don't think that's going to be me. Anyways, yeah, so that was really fun. But I did have a moment when I was driving into driving into Red Deer and then again leaving Lindsay's. And I was like, fuck, I was so close, right? Like, so close to being back there. But kind of looking around, Penhold's probably expanding their schools. Black Falls is getting a new school in 3 years. So I'm like, there's opportunity there that I'm just, whatever, I'm just going to keep my eyes open and keep looking. There was a position that I saw in where was it, Rimby? But I'm like, Rimby? I'm like, I don't want to be in Rimby.
No.
So I'm like, I don't know how fussy I can be. But the thing about it is, though, like, I don't know if I could get into that division, like the Chinook's Edge, and then work on transfers. Right. Like, I don't know. But I'm like, fucking Rimby?
Yeah.
What am I going to do in Rimby?
Nothing.
I was right? I know. And that's the thing is that, like, Blackfalds and Penhold and Innisfail even are, like, they're close enough to Red Deer. But I looked it up. I'm like, Rimby's 45 minutes from Red Deer.
How far to Calgary?
from Rimby.
Yeah. Is it in between?
No, it's north of Red Deer.
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know where it was either. I was just like, fuck. It's in the school division.
It's not where I want to be.
No, exactly.
It's not where you want to be.
But whatever. So yeah. So whatever. Keep my eyes open and keep trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, follow the breadcrumbs.
Yep.
Follow the breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. Well, I was an independent woman this weekend.
I know.
And I camped all by myself. And I don't know if anyone else noticed how fucking hard it rained today, but I was out rolling up hose, freaking rolling up cords.
Was it raining out? It was raining out there too.
Oh my gosh, so hard. Jesus. I was so drenched that, but you know what? I was out there doing it. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah,
I got everything packed into my camper. I even drained my own shitter. And you know what happened? Do you want to know what happened?
Oh my God.
I didn't clamp it all the way on by accident, and so poop started coming out the bottom of the hose, so I panicked, and I turned it off, and then I went to unscrew it.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. To get it back on, and then a log... And then it got on my sweater.
Oh my god, I puked. Did you puke?
No.
I would have puked instantly.
I didn't even notice until, because it was raining so hard.
Of course you didn't. You're used to your boys shitting all over you.
Well, it doesn't faze me. But, so anyway, so I got it on there properly, and then I drained it, and it was good. I was proud of myself. Again, I did that by myself. I nailed it, except for the shit on my sweater.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice there was shit until we were back in the truck, and I was drenched, like, top to bottom drenched. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that smell? And I look down at my sweater, and I've got, like, a little streak of toilet paper.
Ew.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
I've got shit on me. There's shit on me. There's nothing I can do now. I'm drenched head to toe because there was no sense in changing, because as soon as we got home, I would have to be out in the rain leading the camper back into the park or our driveway.
Yeah.
So I was just drenched for 45 minutes driving back.
Oh, God.
But again, I was pretty proud of myself.
I'm surprised. Like, I can't believe you stayed there that long. I'm so bad. Like, when it's home time day, it's fucking home time day.
Well,
like,
it wasn't that long. We left at 10:30.
But didn't you... Why did you just get home at 7?
I didn't. I've been home all day.
Oh, I thought you said you just got home from the lake at 7.
No, we got home from the lake today, but then I had to empty the camper, do laundry. Like, there's all kinds of stuff you have to take care of when there's children involved.
Right.
Wash the blankie that was in the ash pile, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All the different things.
Okay, I get it.
I was out at the lake for the whole weekend alone with my three kids. Well, I mean, actually, there were several of other families, and we called
But I mean, you were single parenting as far as, like, your husband wasn't.
I didn't have help.
Yeah.
And aside, you know what's so funny? Else. The amount of women that, like, they're like, you know how to work the barbecue?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I could never get the barbecue set up.
It's a fucking barbecue.
But the thing is I have to do that kind of stuff. And it's just because I'm alone so much, but I have to do that kind of stuff. So, like, I just have to figure that stuff out. And but it makes me proud of myself.
100%.
That I can, like, be away for a whole weekend and just fully take care of it and, like, know that I have the capability of, like, doing it all by myself.
I know. I'm the same way with that kind of stuff. Like, I want to learn and know how to do all of the things, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, don't get me wrong, there are going to be certain jobs I'm like, I can do that, but I'm gonna leave that one for
sure.
You.
Like, shall I ever clean out the shitter if I have to ever?
Fuck no.
Like, if I don't have to, I will. If I don't have to, I won't.
But
be
I mean,
doing
I will,
ever
right? I will let somebody else do
Luke
that.
Luke clearly knows how to screw that on better than I do, and
without getting shit on himself.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I would have puked. I would have puked. Like, I don't know how you don't.
I remember when my child puked on the floor a couple months ago and you couldn't even handle it. And I just, like, you know.
That was okay. You said it yourself. That was really bad smelling puke.
The smell of puke didn't come out of our carpet.
That was the worst.
Anyways, maybe we can move on to a different topic other than shit and puke. Noted. Maybe we shouldn't spend so much time on it.
Yeah, but so funny though, because I people were saying the same thing to me about going camping this weekend, and they're mm-hmm. like, well, where are you staying? And I'm like, at a campsite. Mm-hmm. And they're, well, like, with who? Like, myself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going all by myself, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, like, in a tent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, setting up a tent as an mm-hmm. as a single independent female is it's a pretty doable task.
But we were talking on the topic the other day about how you have to fear for your life as a woman, even okay. if you are
yes. an okay. independent 100%, which is true. I mean, like, I had bear spray, so, like, yeah. come at me. But, like, I would love to spray a fucking creepy-ass man with bear spray. Okay, yeah. So I want to tell you this story.
Okay.
So I was just like, which now looking back, I'm like, I don't even know why I stopped. I was literally 30 minutes from Edson. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and I stopped. I was like, well, Nala hasn't been out. Like, maybe I'll let her, like, run, stretch her legs off leash. Because I was waiting. Travis wasn't going to be done work or be home till like 5:30. And somehow I managed to be ahead of schedule. So I was rolling into town at like 4:30. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, whatever, I'll let Nala out, stretch her legs off leash before I take her into town and take her for another walk
yeah.
in this park or whatever that I had found. So anyways, so stop at this rest. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's a lie. Sorry. There was one other vehicle. And then like when I pulled up, they left. So then yeah. I was like all alone. So I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. Yeah. So I get out, put Nala or take Nala off her leash, and we're just kind of walking around, and like a big truck pulls up, like mm-hmm. a transport truck, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of like, okay, like whatever, like it's just one truck, no big deal.
But you still had to think about it.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. So wait.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, and I just kind of looked, kind of checked to see where he parked, like mm-hmm. just out of curiosity as to like where he was in proximity to my mm-hmm. vehicle, and then all of a sudden trucks started rolling in. Like, fucking, I bet you, like, 6 or 7 more came in. And every single truck that came in, my heart started racing mm-hmm. more and more and more. And I'm like, it's 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the afternoon. Theoretically, there should be no reason that I feel threatened by mm-hmm. this. But my heart was racing. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, actively tell myself, like, calm down. Mm-hmm. You're fine. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then finally I got to the point that, like, they just kept, like, the timing was weird. That I'm mm-hmm. just, like, all of a sudden all these big trucks mm-hmm. with men
yeah.
come in, and I'm like, finally I was like, fuck it, I'm so uncomfortable right now mm-hmm. I do not like that I am all alone, I'm mm-hmm. off the highway now mm-hmm. like I don't feel comfortable with this, so mm-hmm. I fucking hoofed her back to my car as fast mm-hmm. as possible. Like, Nala, I have no idea, like, I don't know if she pooped, I have mm-hmm. no idea. I'm like, just get the fuck back in that car mm-hmm. like I was so freaked out. So started leaving, and just as I was leaving, another truck, like a family pulled in. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of like, oh, well, now that they're there, right? There's like this man and this mm-hmm. wife, or man and woman and mm-hmm. kids. And all of a sudden now I'm thinking like, oh, maybe now I'll be safe.
Right.
And it's like, as I was rolling away, and I mean, right, I text messaged you instantly yeah. that I was like, I just had one of those moments that I'm like, men just generally don't get. And I mean, there's gonna be some mm-hmm. assholes, I mean, probably not a lot of men are listening anyways, but there's gonna be some assholes out there, and I mean, I fucking dated one of them yeah. that he'd be like, oh my god, you're being ridiculous yeah. like, just stop. And yeah. it's like, no, you shut your mouth, because yeah. you have no idea.
You don't understand. You
just don't get it. And that's the yeah. thing, is that that's fine that you don't understand. You're mm-hmm. never going to. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I don't ever want you to have to.
Totally.
I don't want people to feel the way that we as mm-hmm. women feel in those kinds of situations. Yeah. But you damn well do have to fucking respect it. Mm-hmm. You have to respect that that scares the shit out of us. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that pisses me off is the whole, well, it's not all men.
Yeah.
Like, how about you contribute something real to this conversation? Yeah. And not only that, I'm well aware not all men okay. are threats, but
I heard this analogy. I don't know
who it is.
I heard this analogy, and I think that this is perfect to add right now, is that say you had 6 cups, and 5 cups were filled with apple juice, and 1 cup was filled with pee, but you didn't know which one of those cups was filled with pee, would you choose to drink one?
No.
And that's the thing. It's like, you, just because not all men are bad, I totally agree with that. Like, not all men are bad. Not all men are scary.
Yeah, obviously.
But you can't tell if a man is bad or scary just by looking at them.
Exactly.
And so it's, we always have to have our guard up. And you always, like, how many times have you left a store at night and had to feel like you had your, have to have your keys? Or the fact that they sell protection keychains that have things that you can stab with,
exactly.
or have a rape whistle on them.
Yeah, like these, they're not things... selling those to men.
No.
Those are for women.
Yes, they're for women that, like, have to protect themselves Jesus. Against men. And so that's the thing, is that I totally get that not all men are bad, but it's still a constant fear that's in our back of our minds. Even checking your back seat when you get into your car, or making sure that you lock your car as soon as you get into it. How many times have you been in a parking lot and a man walks by your door and you make sure your car doors are locked?
Yeah, scared shitless. Yeah, yes. 100%. And that's the thing too, like, Because, I mean, I do. I have some, like, obviously, good men in my life. 100%. And But there are a couple of them that always say that. Well, not all men are like that. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
I know.
Because never, exactly. Are, yeah. Exactly. Like, thank you for stating the obvious. Mm-hmm. I'm very well aware that not all men are threats to women. But again, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but the whole... Well, it's not all men. Okay, so you're just completely diminishing the fact that they are out there. It's not all men? Oh, sweet. Right. Just, you know what? You're right. Yeah. You're right. So let's just, I better just take my chances.
We have no reason to be scared.
Oh, yeah, because it's not all men.
Totally.
It's only about 80% of them.
Right.
So, yeah. Fuck. I get so fucking mad about it. But yeah, so that was just one of those moments. And I just was. I was like, it was just... And I'm a pretty confident, strong person that I'm like, I don't... typically feel vulnerable a lot, but the fact that I did in that moment was huge, like huge for me personally. And I was so frustrated by the whole situation, because then I started thinking instantly about, you know, telling that story, and then some of those idiot people being like, well, not all men are bad. Well, or
even me, like my family, I thought that this weekend that everyone was going out to the lake Thursday night. Like I just kind of thought our kids were out of school on Friday, everyone would be going out Thursday night. Yeah. So we made the plan to go out Thursday night. I had told my kids we were going out Thursday night, and then I found out that all of the families planned to go out Friday morning. Mm. And so I knew I was going out to the lake by myself. I thought that I was spending the night by myself Thursday.
Yeah.
And automatically that makes you more frightened. You're going to be there alone with your kids, like at a lake there, you don't really know where you are. Yeah. And then I got there and my friend Kate's husband and their kids were spending the night, and they were in the campsite right beside us.
Yeah.
And instantly I felt more safe. Relieved.
Yeah, 100%.
And so that's one of those things, like, you just, and it is what it is, and it's too bad, because a lot of good men, I guess, get a bad rap, or they would feel attacked, even though it has nothing to do with them, but we can't tell who's good and who's not good.
Exactly.
And so you have to have your guard up no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Because then my other thing that I got thinking about this was those men that are like, well, it's not, that claim it's not all men. I'm like, okay, so then our job is just done, right? Because I think about it where, like, if I'm having conversations with certain men about this, and right, they go on the defense and whatever, you're the kind of man that isn't going to hold your male counterparts accountable for their behavior.
Totally.
Because let me tell you something, the scary men that are out there catcalling and making women feel uncomfortable, they're not listening to us. Mm-mm. When I get in their face and I'm like, shut your fucking trap and don't speak to me that way, or don't touch me, or don't whatever, they're not listening to me. But maybe they'll listen to their male counterparts.
Totally.
But then the thing is, I don't know what it is with guys, but a lot, I mean, from what I see a lot of the times, I mean, granted, again, there are some that do, but for the most part, the quote, misogynistic, pig-like men that I do know, their good friends aren't holding them accountable. Oh,
they're
for their
not
behavior.
Even saying anything.
Not saying
that's
boo.
That's just Bruce being Bruce.
Yeah, exactly.
We just let him do his thing. He's harmless. He's not hurting anyone.
And that's the thing. Like, no,
oh, he's making me uncomfortable.
He's making me uncomfortable. Yes. And not only that, but those are the ones that if you continue to let them get away with those quote minimal behaviors, where's it gonna
escalate.
Where's it gonna go?
For
sure. So no, hold your friends accountable for their behavior if they're being creepy assholes.
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem too, is that you sit there and say, not all men, or I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet, our work here is done then.
For sure.
Thank God you aren't.
Yeah.
When I get so fired up about it.
I worked in a lounge for like, what, 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of times I had like my freaking hoo-ha card swiped. I'd be standing at the till.
Like your badge?
Yes. The amount of times men would come in and put their fingers in between your legs and swipe up.
Shut up.
Yes.
I didn't know they were doing that to you.
Oh, my God. Or they would, like, bum slaps or pinches, or the amount... Well, my breasts were obviously a huge topic of conversation. Yeah. And for a lot of years, I would just laugh at it and, like, think... Like, I would just... giggle, but inside it like would make me cringe.
100%.
And I remember, so Boston Pizza, they used to have these shirts that came up tight to your neck. And obviously my boobs still looked huge in them because my boobs are huge. But then they switched them over to like low V-cut t-shirts. And I remember crying about it because I didn't want to work wearing those because already it was such an issue.
Yeah.
And then now I was going to have to work with my tits hanging out. Like, I was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, it was just always.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. I mean, so that would have been, like, what? That was 10 to 15 years ago.
Well, yeah. When I quit. Right. So I would have quit almost 8 years ago. Yeah.
Because
Brolin, I quit when I was pregnant with Brolin.
Wow. But, right. Mm-hmm. So then that's the thing, too, is that when you look at where we were when mm-hmm. we were 18 to 24 compared to where the world now is with mm-hmm. it. Right? Like, I mean, it's still happening.
Oh, for sure. It's not as thought about. It was so normal.
That's the thing. It was. It was just so okay for women to be completely harassed.
Oh, okay. What movie I watched the other day? Actually, just thinking about this exact topic. Cruel Intentions. Do you remember Cruel Intentions?
Yeah, is that the one with Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe?
Yes. And that entire movie is sexual harassment. Every bit of it.
Every bit of it is sexual harassment.
And when I was a kid, it was just seemed absolutely okay, absolutely normal. Okay, so there's Selma Blair. Her character, I think, is 15 in the movie. And Sarah Michelle Gellar's character convinces her that it's a good idea to go to whatever his name's.
Her
stepbrother's room.
Yeah.
To. Sebastian is his name in the movie.
Yeah.
To kind of get some experience.
Yeah.
And he ends up like eating her out.
Yeah.
And she feels really uncomfortable and she feels like he did it against her will. And he like fully made her feel like she had to let him do it or else she was going to like be shamed. And like the whole movie is like convincing and shaming women into having sex with you in order to like, like the whole movie is sexually shaming people.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was watching it, I realized how normalized that behavior was when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And how now, if someone did that to me, I would be like, oh, you're a fucking pig.
Oh, I know.
And how many times I remember one time, oh my God, I have so many stories. I was in grade 8, no, beginning of grade 9. And okay, there was this boy and we were in his basement and we were making out and he kept trying to convince me, let me just take my pants off. And I'm like, I'm not really comfortable with that. I was like, still hadn't ever been.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I had done nothing. Okay.
The last thing I want to see right now is a penis.
No, but like I liked this guy so much and he knew I liked him so much. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying to slowly convince me, don't worry, we're not going to do anything. I just want to see how. And then he tried to convince me to let him put it in. And I was...
In what?
My vagina.
Seriously? Well, yes. I don't know if you were just like...
No.
In your mouth?
No. But he was trying, like, slowly coercing me into having sex with him. I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, did you?
No, I didn't. But after I didn't, then he, like, made my life an absolute freaking hell for years and years and years. And, like, just, like, horrible shit like that. Like, just, like... Girls, if they didn't give in to the guy's pressure, then they would like absolutely harass them, and that was so normal when we were kids, and
especially like at that age, it's so hard, and especially because it wasn't something that was really talked about, because that would be one thing, like it would be a very serious conversation if I were to have kids about like coercion and how to say no and protect yourself.
Well, me having boys, I absolutely have to have that conversation majorly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, cause I remember too, there was one guy in high school that, kind of was the same way. And I mean, like I was into him, but same thing that he was like super, super, super pushy and same thing. Like he made me feel so guilty for not wanting to go there with him. Mm-hmm. And I remember him literally saying, well, I know what you did with so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, that's not you.
Yeah.
That's not you. And he didn't do this to me.
Yeah.
Right. Like maybe if you weren't doing this and it was my choice, maybe it would be different.
Totally.
But I remember a number of times and I remember him too, like, I remember almost being legit scared of him because he was a pretty like big, strong guy. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking like, fuck, there were times that, like, we'd be driving around town and he'd, like, we'd go off into back roads and stuff. And I remember being like,
he's going to rape me.
What the fuck is happening right now? Right? And I mean, obviously, when it when it got to that point, obviously, I stopped getting into a vehicle alone with him. And I actually did tell one of his friends and was like, you, like, this, you, I need you to talk to him. Because, like, I don't feel like I can. 100%.
Yeah.
And I mean, he did and it got, quote, taken care of and it wasn't a problem again. But, like, that was one of those situations where 100%, like, I potentially was in a situation where I was not...
safe?
100%! Yes. Right?
How many times...
Oh, there, my God.
So many times... I have so many stories, and I feel like I don't even feel comfortable saying them, like, on...
Okay, I'll tell one about you. We were... Me and one of my friends, we were at... It was the Oilman's in town, that golf tournament that's always in town. Yeah. So, I mean, recipe for disaster right there. Let's call a spade a spade. But whatever. We went down there and we're having drinks because they were having drinks and supper and whatever down there. So, we went down there and I remember I was in, like, this cute little dress. Fuck, I loved that dress so much. Yeah. So, I was, like, right. And I, like, dolled all up. Had, like, jean jacket on and, like, cute little boots. And, like, I was, like...
feeling good.
So cute. Yeah. So cute. And I would have been... Oh, shit. Probably, like, 20, 25, 26. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And walked in, right, and this guy grabs, he grabbed my ass. Yeah. And, like, not just, like, he went up underneath my dress and grabbed my ass. And I turned around, and I remember I backhanded him so bad that my knuckles were bruised.
Yeah.
And the guy that he was standing with had the audacity to say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and I said, pardon me. He's like, that was uncalled for. I said, that was uncalled for? And I'm like, thank God now I was... who I was.
Yeah.
And I looked at him like, that was uncalled for. And I said, you don't think that him getting up underneath my dress without me telling him it's okay, you don't think that that's uncalled for?
Yeah.
I said, either one of you guys have a daughter, either one of you guys have a sister, you got a niece. Do you have any of that? A mother? How would you feel?
Yeah.
And I remember them looking like, holy fuck. And like, they looked at me like I was the crazy one.
Totally.
They looked at me like I was the crazy one. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
Oh. Well, and then I find out that guy was one of my friend's sister's husband.
Oh, yeah. So just a skis ball.
Right? And I'm like, great, ball. You piece of shit. Like, now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Go to my friend and tell him, hey, by the way, your sister's husband is out there ass grabbing young girls.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, he had to have been... he was in his late 30s, I bet.
Well, some of the creepiest men, like, when we were kids were, like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's really yucky. And that's the thing. Okay, so that would have been solved there if his friend would have looked at him and said, hey, man, what did you do to make that girl slap you?
100%.
Like, you guys...
so that right there, not all men. That's the guy right there. They'd be like, well, not all men are sleazeballs. Yeah. No, but your buddy is, and you did nothing about it.
You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
You piece of shit. Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I will never forget that when I looked at him. Like, you guys have daughters?
Mm-hmm.
And you could just tell, like, their eyes. And I mean, I think the wheels were turning, but they still ultimately were trying to defend themselves and their behavior. Yeah. But I'm like, don't look at me like I'm the crazy one here.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking dare. And get me some ice for my goddamn hand now, because it hurts.
Well, and it even goes as far as men that, like, financially abuse women. And, like, how many times... okay, so, like... okay, have you ever seen the Netflix... it's not Dirty John. It's... frick, it's Dirty Betty? It's Dirty John, but it's the second season where it's about the woman. It's based on a true story where her husband... purposely fucks her over financially. They started... okay, so they were together as teens. They had babies young. She, like, had no career whatsoever, and she helped him. First, he went to med school, and then he went to law school so that he could fight malpractice suits and made tons and tons of money. And then he was having an affair on her with his secretary. And he was doing things like he was making her put... so he did one thing, like, they bought this, like, really rundown house that he convinced her that they were going to fix it up. And he was like, you know what? You put this house in just your name. And then when we sell our big, beautiful, lovely house, then I'll put my name on it. It just makes more sense financially. Then you have an asset, you know, and convinced her. And what had happened was because then they, but he had put down, he had filed for separation without her knowing before she bought that house. So it looked like she moved out, bought this house. And so he got the big, beautiful house as an asset. Like he was doing things to completely screw her over. Mm-hmm. She had absolutely no way to making an income. He was like,
and is this all based on a real story? Like this
yes,
because like
she
real...
goes, she went crazy and she killed him. Well, years later, like she ended up getting like her. She was obsessive and whatever, but she ended up going in and she killed him because he married his secretary. And she ended up killing them. It's like a big story. I can't remember their names
right now. I'll have to look at it.
But, like that men that work that hard and feel like that money is their money and not a family money. It's abusive and it's shitty. Yeah. And I just like can't even wrap my head around it. And it's just a whole, again, like a misogynistic issue.
Yeah.
And like, there's a whole group of men that think like that. So my story, this was, again, I was maybe 17, and we had met this group of guys from Irma at Bible camp. Me and my one girlfriend, like, we had gone to Bible camp with them for years.
How ironic.
And anyways, one of the guys was really, really nice. He played football in Wainwright. He was really, really nice, but his cousin was not particularly, he was skeezy. You could tell he was skeezy, creepy. And we went up and we were staying with him. And we ended up staying with the skeezy guy overnight. We went and partied with him. Our moms didn't really know where we were. We weren't really supposed to be up there. So anyways, when we got to his house after we'd partied all night, he was like, yeah, don't worry. There's two of you. Come sleep in my bed with us. We'll all have like a fun little slumber party. And so he insisted on sleeping in the middle between me and my girlfriend. And I tried to pretend to pass out because I was like scared of this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was so creepy. He like... even though I was passed out, he grabbed my hand in the middle of the night and tried to make me give him a hand job and just like took my wrist and was like bouncing my wrist up and down.
And
I was fully awake trying to pretend I was passed out. And he was like fully freaking like trying to take advantage of both of us sleeping.
Ew.
Right?
Isn't this so funny? Like, this is the first time hearing about this.
Obviously I don't tell that story. 100%,
right?
But then I ended up going to college and he was there and he had the cutest, littlest, like cute girlfriend. He went to the same college as me. And I remember just not even being able to hold it in how disgusting I thought he was. I remember just like one night when we were out at the Scuzz, I remember just being like, you are fucking skeezy. Like,
you said it to him?
Oh, yeah. I hated him.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah.
Gross.
So gross. I don't think that I've had anything like that. I mean, I guess that I know.
I wouldn't have hooked up with that guy. Like, no.
I have, though. I did have one situation, where with one guy where, I don't know, it was like May long weekend sometime. And right, whatever, we were off somewhere alone together and we were making out and whatever, and he obviously wanted more things to happen. Honestly, we were probably down in one of the boats, to be quite honest. And I remember being like, no, and he just like, he was not taking no for an answer. That I kid you not, this is what I came up with to get him to take me seriously. Like, and this is just like, seriously, that's what I said. I told him, I don't even know if I should say this out loud.
You have to now.
I know, I was going to say, I guess we'll edit it if we think that we shouldn't.
We won't.
I said to him that I was recovering from an abortion.
So you lied.
Blatantly lied, completely made it up, which like looking back.
So you were
back,
panicking.
100% I was.
Yeah.
But that finally made him stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, looking back and in that moment, and especially now with my views on everything, I'm like, oh my God, like what a horrible, horrible thing to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm against them, but it's just like, I haven't had that experience and don't, and on any capacity want to diminish that experience for women. But like, the point is,
Well, you were.
I was feeling desperate.
Well, and the thing is you should never ever feel so desperate that you even have to say no more than once.
100%.
And that's the problem.
Recovering from my god. So now I'm like this douchebag. Which I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. But I'm like, this douchebag now is out there thinking. Mm-hmm. And again, whatever. Like, who cares? I there's no judgment to women, but like, I have not had one.
Right.
But he thinks that I do, and he thinks that he has this piece of information about me.
Right.
Because, and that's the thing, is that, like, I would be the asshole for lying.
Right.
No.
No, you were forcing yourself. You,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I got so desperate because you weren't taking no.
Okay, and so then here's, here's another topic, or another point, is that, like, you and me aren't the only people, women, that have these stories. I almost guarantee that every single woman out there has a story.
100%.
And so that's every another thing. And that's another thing. So, like, if we've all gone through this, if every single woman has a story where they've felt absolutely pressured and guilted and abused into doing something they don't want to do, then that argument that it's not all men is not, again, valid. I'm not saying it is all men. I'm saying that we can't tell which men it is.
Well, not only that, but you know what? It's all women. It's all fucking women that have been sexually harassed, abused, or something.
Something.
100%.
And so the thought there, the way that people think needs to change, in the fact that men need to start standing up against those types of abusive behaviors. They need to be like, listen, man, like, that's not cool. You can't talk to her like that. Hey, man, maybe you should change your thinking. And women need to start speaking up and saying, listen, that guy is a dick. That guy did this. And like, maybe if there's more shame when it comes, and I think that that's definitely happening. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Women obviously are definitely, there's the they're Me Too talking movement. About it more,
There's, if you are found out to have been a sexual, predator, I guess, then you most likely will lose your job, and like, it's definitely being taken more seriously, which makes me happy, because I don't think anyone should have to freaking go through that. And that's the thing, like, even when in my in Provost, when I grew up there, like, I feel like that almost caused me, like, that, and among other things, it's just whatever, but me just simply saying no to an experience I didn't want to have ended up, like, completely tearing up my whole life.
Yeah.
Because a man didn't love that I said no to him. And among other things, there was all kinds of stuff going on.
For sure. But
like,
I know. It's, And yeah, because I agree with that. Like, you're right that, and you know what? Now that you say that, that's going to be, next time somebody says to me, well, not all men. I'm going to be like, no, you're right.
It's not all men.
But with that being said, every single woman that you know in your life, I guarantee, has had an experience like this. So no, you're right. It's not all men, but it is all women.
And we can't tell which man it
is. Exactly. We can't tell which man it is. And not only that, but it is also your responsibility as one of the good men to help us.
Yes.
If you're a good man, then be an even better one and help us.
For sure.
Because we can't do it alone because the bad men aren't fucking listening to us. Because ultimately they're still bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
If they want us, they can still.
Well, and right, it's like the whole thing. Like, even okay, so say this is a weird analogy, but I'm gonna use it. Say, okay, when you were growing up and you were dating, if your mom had told you anything growing up, would you have listened?
No.
But if someone else, say you'd sat down at, remember how close we were with my mom?
Yeah.
And say you came and sat at my kitchen table and my mom told you the exact same thing your mom told her.
Oh, yeah. I'd consider it. 100%.
You consider it differently. Yeah. So it's the same thing with if women are telling men, hey, like, we don't love that behavior. And they're like, ah, you're just a bitch, whatever. But if a guy
is a prude.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's a flattery. We're just giving you a compliment. You're just an asshole. Like, smile.
Yeah.
But if a guy's like, hey, man, that's not cool.
Yeah.
No one likes to be talked to like that. Like, then maybe it, like,
it might register a little bit of a light bulb. Absolutely.
For sure.
Did you ever see that? I think it's called Roll Red Roll on Netflix.
I don't think so.
Oh my God. You should watch it. So it's about a football team that, like, blatantly raped a girl when she was unconscious.
Oh yeah.
And, I remember watching it and I was fuming. Like, I remember you telling me about it. Yes. Like, I was sitting on the, and I was just fuming at these boys. And then it was funny because actually the guy that I was dating at the time, he had watched it before me. He's like, you're going to need to watch this. And he's like, but he's like, just remember, like, there is a good component in there. Mm-hmm. That there was one boy off that football team that came into this scenario and was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. Right. And was like 100% just disgusted with them, mm-hmm. and whatever. And I'm like, okay, good. Cause yeah. there was that glimmer. Mm-hmm. Right. But again, mm-hmm. like, yeah, good for you for actually calling mm-hmm. your buddies out on this mm-hmm. and whatever. So mm-hmm. it's just like that needs to happen.
Yes.
Way more. And that's the thing too, is I've had some, like, you know, ex-boyfriends that are just assholes or whatever. And I mean, even had their friends, right, come to me and be like, oh, yeah, like, sorry, Vanda, like, he was being a complete dickhead.
Yeah, but why didn't you say something?
100%. And that's the thing. I'm like, forever. I'm like, forever. I'm well aware of that. Yeah. Thank you. But I can't go home and tell him he's an asshole. Otherwise, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just a douchebag. Yeah. I'm just a piece of shit. Totally. Well, yeah, you are. Yeah,
totally.
You are.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the thing, is that even in that moment, why are you coming to me? Mm-hmm. I'm the one being mistreated. Of course, I know he's being mm-hmm. an asshole. You go say that to him. Mm-hmm. And you know what their response is? Oh, you know how he is. Like, he's not going to listen.
Right.
Then what? Like, why are you even having a conversation? Totally. What's the point? Yeah. What's the point in even bringing knowledge to it if you're not going to actually do something real about this?
For sure.
Right? Like,
yeah. Anyways. I remember one time after I'd broken up with one boyfriend, I started dating another guy. And my ex-boyfriend, who is, well, was such a narcissist, but he didn't like that I was dating someone new, even though he was dating someone new. Mm-hmm. And one time he wanted to try to tell me that I shouldn't be dating this guy I was dating. And he called me every 30 seconds for hours. Like, I had, like, and I ended up having to turn my phone off because I'm like, stop calling me. I don't want to mm-hmm. talk to you. You're not mm-hmm. even my boyfriend anymore. Like, mm-hmm. stop it. And he just was like, if you don't answer your phone, I'm driving up there right now. And I'm gonna come talk to you, like, you. And I'm like, what? And, like, how abusive. Mm-hmm. That kind of behavior is mm-hmm. so freaking mm-hmm. abusive. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone is entitled to say, no, this is my space. This is my time. I don't want to talk to you right now. I deserve to have my own, mm-hmm. like, and that's the thing is, like, and women do it too.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
If someone says, hey, I need space. And you're like, no, you don't need space. You need to talk to me right now. No, that's not fair. Someone's telling you what they need. Yeah. You need to listen. Yeah.
And that's funny because that's something, like, I admit that I mm-hmm. struggle with when mm-hmm. I hear, you know, you do get into that fight. I mean, like, I'm a person, I'm like, no, I want to mm-hmm. deal with this right now so that mm-hmm. we can just get over it. Like, I don't want to sit in limbo and I don't want to whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously not everybody's like that. And that is one of the hardest things mm-hmm. in the world when they're like, I'm not fucking talking about it right now. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
there's a difference, though, between, there's a difference about, like, if they completely shut down and they don't talk at all, mm-hmm. then that's different. Yeah. I personally get so mad that I can't process my feelings in those moments. Yeah. And so, like, in my marriage, for example, we're totally different. Luke, this cool cucumber, although he's too stubborn, it's frustrating how stubborn he is. Like, it's frustrating how stubborn he is, but I'm also stubborn. Mm-hmm. But I get so mad that I can't process my feelings in that moment and I have to just, like, leave, or else I will say something I don't mean mm-hmm. or because I get vindictive and then I will, like, yell something I absolutely don't mean.
Yeah.
So I need time to, like, process my feelings, and stay calm. And stay calm and kind of step away from it. But then I need him to come to me. Yeah, right. Which he's too stubborn.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, why didn't you come to me? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, because you stormed off like a 2-year-old and, like, what am I supposed to do? But, you know, like, that just takes time. But
it does,
Sometimes, like I said, like, if someone needs space and they're asking for space, then you need to respect their boundaries. Uh-huh, and like, this whole topic, it goes both for men and women. And then I know a lot of women that, like, again, like, will drive by their significant other's house or, like, will do things when they, like, when that person just says they need space, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Calling someone every 30 seconds isn't just a man thing. But in that particular situation, like, what a freaking nightmare. Right. But
totally.
Crazy.
Whatever. Yeah.
Just wild. I got nothing
isn't
else.
It, I know, right? Isn't wild. It, I know, and isn't it so interesting to, like, with the changes that are going on in the world, and to look back on like on our experiences that we had. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, you said it, that it was just, it was so normal to be in those situations. And I even remember looking back at those situations and being like, whew, yeah, that was a dicey one. But yeah. But that was my reaction to it.
Totally. Because it was just so normal.
Which is just, so it's wild to look back on it now. And I mean, it's good to see that there is a change, mm-hmm. like that there is a shift. But it is incredible that we were just supposed to withstand that kind of treatment.
Okay, not even that. Do you know how many times that a girl would get fully sexually harassed at a party and she would get made fun of at school?
Yeah.
Like, totally sexually, like, passed out and yep. guys would take her tops yep. off and, yep. like, totally take advantage
of her. And it was her fault.
And she was a slut.
She was the one that was ridiculed.
What a whore.
Yeah.
I can't believe yeah. that that freaking happened yeah. to her. And she would get, like, abused at school mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. And those guys that did that mm-hmm. should have been hung out to dry.
100%. Yeah. Like, it's that's the thing is that I'd be interested, like, I don't know. I mean, even working in a school, like, I don't typically hear those kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. I would hope that if they were going on that, like, a lot of my female students would know that they would be able to come talk to me if that mm-hmm. kind of stuff was happening. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you would hope that with the changes that are happening that...
I hope that it's getting better.
Yeah, for absolutely. Sure. And I mean, not only that, but I mean, even when you just think about girls in general that enjoy having sex that get called sluts and whores mm-hmm. and whatever, like, oh, excuse me.
Right. But right? a guy... Like how I mean, many that guys might be a topic
for a whole nother day, but like...
For sure.
100%, right? But I mean, it's just... How many
guys do we know that just had sex with everyone?
Exactly.
And they never...
Exactly. And then like one yeah. girl has sex for the first time and all of a sudden she's a complete skank. Yeah. And it's like, what the... I know. Like what...
Well, that's... okay, that's another topic.
That I was going to say. That is a whole nother topic of...
What we're going to talk about is the topic of virginity. And if that's something that we should teach, which I mean, it depends. Obviously that the term... virginity means that you have had sex for the first time, but then there's lots of people that believe that they teach their kids that like it doesn't change who you are and blah blah blah, mm-hmm. like the whole thing, which both Van and I have to get more educated on, mm-hmm. but it's something we really want to talk about.
Yeah, the construct of yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And even just yeah, we like we love talking about this stuff just because like even I just love that you and I are just so like drastically on different ends of the yeah. spectrum. So yeah. then I love just like seeing yeah. your
it is.
I think we pretty much agree on most stuff, but like I like seeing your opinions on stuff because yeah. you know you're fun to chat with. Just the best time.
I know.
Just look forward
I do.
To it.
I
so
know.
Much.
I know, right? I do too. Just love.
It's just the
I
best
just
thing
love,
that's ever
I
know. Happened to me. Just getting to bullshit with
right?
you.
Right? I know. Right?
Hey?
I know.
Like,
I do too.
Tickles me. Pink.
I know. I do too. And I honestly, I was like. I'm excited, and I mean, yeah, we're only doing it once every 2 weeks right now through the summer, but I'm like, fuck yeah, this is gonna be awesome through the yeah. summer, though, that, like, you come to my house, like, yeah. during the day someday when Luke's at home, and, like,
yes.
we can sit in the backyard and
yes.
have some spicy margaritas.
Oh, those spicy margaritas are
oh,
dangerous.
My God.
You know, they're my very favorite.
Hey, I know, I need yes. to learn how to make them, because
they're
I honestly
so
was like, these things are delicious. I yeah. went over to one of my friends the other day and was telling them about that day that I came over here, and mm-hmm. we had them, and I'm like... You guys, like, we have to
yes.
drink these things.
They're
like,
so good.
Yeah, and they're yeah. like, well, what's around the rim? I'm like, I think it's like a chipotle salt.
It's Tajin. So what
okay.
it is, it's Tajin or Tajin, I don't know. It's a Mexican spice. You can, the only place I've found it in town is Walmart, but it's hydrated lime. So it's lime.
Like
and,
that rimmer?
Yeah. It's hydrated, or dehydrated lime, and chilies.
Oh, chilies. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And, yeah, and it's just... freaking delicious.
So
I love
good.
It on everything.
Yeah.
And so then you put that on the rim or whatever. And yeah, it's,
yeah.
I mean, I have a reel
so
on
good.
My Instagram page if you want to go scroll through there and find the tutorial. But I'm going to make, next time we go camping with like a bunch of our friends, I'm going to make a big jug of it.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm just, but tequila is dangerous for me personally. Like, okay. Well, you know, I got
yeah.
absolutely blackout
shit-faced
wasted on Mother's Day.
I was saying, because that was the day that then you couldn't meet me the next day.
I was way too... Okay, so listen to this. I didn't actually... So here's why tequila is so dangerous for me. Is because I don't actually have that line where you feel tipsy.
All of a sudden it just hits you like a
all
brick
of a sudden
shit
it hits,
house.
Yes, and all of a sudden I'm making triple freaking tequilas with a little bit of... A little bit of Malibu in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you had to have been well on your way, because that one that you made me that day, it was strong. Yes. I mean, it was still good, but it was strong.
I was having a blast. Yeah, it was we were out in the backyard playing with my kids.
Yeah.
I was just having so much fun. But like I said, like, I don't have that, like, line where I go from feeling sober to tipsy.
To
where,
tipsy first.
You know, like, any other liquor I drink, I feel, I'm like,
the progression.
Ooh,
you can feel the progression.
I'm like, okay, I'm getting tipsy. I need to slow it down because I don't actually really love getting super wasted. I personally don't usually get super wasted.
Yeah,
I love
like
being
that line.
Tipsy.
Yeah.
But I don't really love getting super wasted. I usually say shit I don't mean. I usually, like, I just, I'm like an idiot. I'm an idiot when I'm really drunk. I'm always embarrassed. So anyways, but when I woke up the next morning, I was like, and I had a boudoir marathon the entire day.
Yeah.
So I worked from 9 until 5 doing hair and makeup, and I wasn't hungover where I felt like I was going to throw up, but
just
I was
like
exhausted.
Tired.
I was so exhausted.
Yeah. That's how I am too. Like,
well,
I don't really get like, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh,
you're just
so
tired. Because
so
I'm like, I'm the same way that I'm like, I don't typically get like really hungover. Mm-hmm. But I'm super tired.
Yes. Well, you don't sleep well.
Exactly.
When you're
yeah. So actually, okay, now that I say that though, like I told you, kind of had a booze free weekend. Well, mm-hmm. when I was at Trav's on Thursday, I did have a couple beer. But then mm-hmm. when I was camping, I didn't have any. But then when we went to Lindsay's on Sunday night, like I think I crushed a case of beer.
Oh yeah. And you don't even realize you're doing it because you're having fun, for sure.
100%. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God, these beer tastes so good. Yeah. And I bought like a bottle or a case of Coors Banquets in a bottle.
Yeah.
Which are so delicious.
Yeah.
And yeah, we woke up the next morning and I'm like, Lindsay, I think I drank a case of beer.
Yeah.
And she's like, you definitely did.
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, you spilt a couple.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, like there's none left. I'm like, what the fuck?
What's the best?
But same thing. I woke up right like Monday mm-hmm. morning and I was like, oh, like I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I mean, I felt fine, which I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if that's really a good thing. Like, should you
what
be able
does that mean?
I was saying, like, should you be able to drink 10 or 11 beer and feel fine the next day?
Well, I don't know.
That might. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, I really, really, really like beer. And it's not like I do that every day.
I do. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Right? Because that's the thing. I'm like, I don't typically drink a lot during the week.
No.
But I do let loose on the weekend.
Yeah.
I like to
indulge
in the barleys.
Yeah. Well, like I
so
said,
good.
Like those margaritas, they're genuinely delicious.
So good.
They're so good. They're
so
like
good.
Just, yeah, so good.
Yeah, I can't wait to have
good.
More of those.
Yeah. I'm going to make a big picture next time I go camping.
Fuck yeah, they're so good. Anyways.
Anyways, should we end it there?
Yeah.
Should we end
now that
there?
Everybody knows how
okay.
much of an alcoholic we are.
Well, I'm just a minor. Like, I'm a functioning alcoholic.
Yes! I'm a functioning alcoholic. I'm just an alcoholic
okay.
from Friday at 3:30 till Sunday at noon.
I have to acknowledge, though, like, there are genuinely people out there that are alcoholics.
I know, you're right.
Funny.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. You're right. Shit. They're going to cancel us.
I shouldn't have made
we're canceled.
I
yeah.
shouldn't have made that joke.
Here
but,
we go again.
No, I don't drink that much, but I do love mixing drinks. Like, I find joy in
yeah,
like,
I was gonna say,
making
yeah,
cocktails.
Yeah, I was saying, you've always been.
I've always been
yeah,
like that. I
yeah.
love to like make cocktails. That's why I love my drink reels so much on Instagram because
yeah,
it's I love.
Okay, I saw
cocktails.
that one of you, that Vegas one. You're like, I can't go to Vegas, so bring Vegas. That one fucking cracks me up.
Okay,
every
it's the funniest
time.
One I've ever
it's
made.
It's so
isn't it?
Funny when you're like kind of trashy, and then like you got the two bottles and your glasses on, and you're just oh my god.
So
I honestly, I just like I watched that one just to fucking giggle because I'm like, fuck, it's so funny.
So I
and the
tell
music
you a story.
In the background is so perfect.
It goes perfect, right?
It's so good.
Okay, so I have to tell you a story about that because Luke didn't understand my vision.
Oh.
I was trying to explain to him, and he was here when I made it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to him what I wanted to do. And when we got married, we had all of those like toppers for the bottles
yeah.
for behind
yeah.
the bar, and we had
yeah.
them downstairs in a box. And I was like, I'm gonna need you to go get me two like bottle toppers,
yeah.
and I'm gonna go out and get vodka bottles out of the recycling. And he's like, what? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just have a vision. Just stop it. Is it also a bad sign that we had two vodka bottles in the recycling?
No.
No? Okay. But anyways. So it was Christmas.
No,
it was
exactly.
after Christmas. 100%. Okay. So,
well, I think that one was way before Christmas. But whatever. I mean, fucking doesn't matter. I think it was like November.
Yeah,
it?
Whatever. I don't know. So anyway, so then I filled the vodka bottles with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that. So he was standing, like, right over, like, right by the kitchen when I did it. And the look on his face when he realized, like, my vision, he was like, holy shit. And I was trying so hard not to, like, burst out laughing because I knew it would be so funny.
It was so good.
I live for that.
I love that one. I know. Because then when you went on your Christmas tangent with, like, all the, those ones were,
that,
those
that
ones.
That one was after those, Christmas.
The Vegas one?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. I could have swore it was before, no. But I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter. Because then the Christmas ones, fucking cracked me up too. There was one, I can't remember which drink it was, but I mean, like, your stupid, like, ugly Christmas sweaters or something like that.
Okay, I commit.
So, I know, I honestly love those drink reels too when you make them.
They are
so entertaining.
I just can't wait. Like, my girlfriends this weekend, I made them film one for me.
I know, I saw that, the sangria one.
Yeah, and they were like all standing in like a little semicircle. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to need you guys to like not judge because this has to be entertaining.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to fill this cup up with sangria and look like an absolute idiot, but it's like, it's
hilarious.
Fun. I just love
so
making
fun.
Them.
Yeah.
I know.
So anyways. Okay.
Anyway. Thanks.
Well,
for...
on that note,
thanks for
we go from sexual harassment to drink reels. And
you know what? You know what I think? I think that that's what's great about us. We can really handle the hard shit. And then we go right into the fun life shit. And you know what? It's not too serious.
It's all about balance.
It's all about balance. And yep. Okay, cool. Anyways, thanks for... thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Unfiltered Happenings with Candace and Vanda. And we'll also work on getting one of those like exit-y things so that we don't have to do this ever again. Just getting organized.
Whatever,
okay.
I know.
We can't keep talking.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye!